$100 million. That is what Warner Brothers spent in production for the Barbie movie. They could spend twice that amount marketing the movie. And it's not a Barbie commercial. One of the actors was quoted as saying, "How the hell did they get Mattel to sign off on this? Because this is not the kind of movie that corporate overlords sign off on." Last week, they dropped the trailer and a poster generator that went viral. All of the social media hype got our attention and the attention of our Discord community, dumbmoney.tv/Discord, if you want to be a part of that. 1 billion Barbie toys have been sold since 1959. It is the center of Mattel's universe, but its sales started to drop off over the past decades as kids moved from dolls and toys to spending all their time playing video games on their phones and tablets. Not surprisingly, Mattel's stock is down 60% in the past 10 years. Barbie will be the first movie ever built around one of Mattel's toy brands. And if it's successful, it could be a new trend for Mattel. There's a movie based on the Matchbox cars in development right now that is one of 14 different content projects in the works at Mattel. Today on Dumb Money, can the Barbie movie be exactly what this 64-year-old brand needs to make it culturally relevant again? And more importantly, will it help boost Mattel's stock price?
You're listening to the Dumb Money Live podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there, Dave here, along with Chris and Jordan. We are Dumb Money. Welcome to Dumb Money Live. Chris, Jordan, here is what we know so far. This is not a kids movie. It's not animated. It stars Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling, an impressive supporting cast. It's coming to theaters nationwide and worldwide July 21st. Mattel needs this to be a blockbuster. They hope that it sells a lot more toys, but the big question, is it going to move the needle for Mattel and Mattel's stock?
Dude, Dave, that new intro, man. You didn't tell us, give any warning on that, man. It's awesome.
Yeah, I think just trying something new. What? Just trying something new.
Am I frozen?
No, you're. You're a little bit frozen.
Kinda.
I heard, are you frozen?
Jordan is gone.
Oh my gosh.
now he's really gone.
He deleted himself. I didn't have control over that. All right. So, Chris, while we're waiting for Jordan to dial back in, what are your thoughts on this? Do you think that, like, when you spend this much money on the production of a movie and, like, Warner Brothers is kind of taking the risk? I don't know what the deal terms between Mattel and Warner Brothers are on this thing. Like, who's paying for the marketing dollars?
Okay, forget about how Mattel benefits off of whatever royalty they get off of gross billings from this movie, Dave. We are one third into the decade of female empowerment, which I labeled in 2020, if you remember, okay?
Yes.
So the timing of this movie could not be more perfect, okay? Think about it. $200 million budget. We're likely to see roughly a $200 million marketing budget. I'm going to say that they are going to get at least $500 million worth of free viral promotion from this movie. So we're looking at roughly $1 billion of film production, marketing, and promo for the Barbie brand. Do you understand that Mattel as a company spends $500 million a year across all of its product lines, okay? So this is the biggest thing to happen to Barbie ever. And Barbie accounts for about one third of Mattel's revenue. So it's a really, really big deal if, and this is a big if you believe that this movie is going to generate positive hype. If it's a bomb, it's terrible. If it's a huge hit movie, this could be an absolute game changer.
Well, so I think could be. I think it could be a summer blockbuster. I have no doubt. But if you're spending $400 million, you're not going to recoup your money. But is that, like, how much? I want to know how much Mattel had to pay to have this movie made.
No, it's not. It's not. I think that's irrelevant. Whatever numbers they get for the movie or had it subsidized, it's completely irrelevant here. Look at the big picture. This is a third of the company's revenue, and they're getting $1 billion, roughly, I estimate, a promo from this. This could send Barbie stratospheric, okay, over the next year. And so I'm going to let you guys in on a little bit of inside information, okay? So
that's my favorite kind.
Okay, so not a lot of people know this. Our agenda is to try to figure out if this movie is going to be great or terrible. Now, they had a film, what do they call it? They had a screening, okay? So the studio had a screening of the Barbie movie in New Jersey for just a few regular people to get feedback like they do. Let me read you the feedback from that screening that was leaked on Reddit, okay? Ready for this? Woo! Okay. Visually, it's iconic. Gosling has never been better, his best performance, and it will be meme to death. Will Ferrell hasn't been this funny in years. Loved it, going to be a massive movie, fiercely venomous and volcanically hysterical. There's a big heart at the center, will win Oscars. Let me get to the best part. Recontextualized Barbie for a new generation. Ka-ching. Okay. Yes.
Okay. That's all great. But here's my problem. Like, I think it's great that they're making fun of Barbie, kind of. You know, that scene in the trailer where she steps out of her high heel and her foot is still formed like it's in a high heel. That's hilarious. But is that going to sell dolls? Do kids today want to buy dolls, or is it collectors? Who's gonna go out and say, oh, you know what? I thought that movie was so funny and won so many awards that it makes me want to go out and buy a toy. Make me want to buy a toy.
Dave, kids aren't going to buy it. Their parents are going to buy it. The parents are going to see this movie in droves. They're going to laugh their tails off. They're going to fall in love with Barbie, okay? And the fact that they were willing to make fun of themselves, okay? Dads are not making these decisions of what toys to buy for their daughters. Moms are. This movie is clearly about female empowerment, okay? Again, recontextualize Barbie for a new generation. Read between the lines, and it's obvious that they are focused on pleasing specifically females, probably the moms. They are going to get psyched. They are going to market and sell this doll to their own daughters, and they are the ones that are controlling the purse. So I think there is tremendous upside here, a lot more upside than downside. It's not in the bag, but here's where it really gets interesting. There are two trades, and we don't have to decide on both of them today, because trade number one is, will this movie and all of the hype going into its July release and all of the what I believe will be exceptionally positive reviews, will that be enough to excite investors about the possibility that this movie will essentially be a tailwind for Barbie sales post-release? I think the answer to that question is a resounding yes. The second trade is, will the movie actually make people go out and buy Barbie dolls? We don't have to answer that question today, because if the movie gets people excited about Barbie into the release, gets investors excited, we'll likely see a pump running into the release of the movie in July. So I bought Mattel stock now, okay? I bought it a few weeks ago. I bought more today. I don't care at this moment whether or not this actually propels Barbie sales. All I care about is the ability to get other investors excited between now and the release date. And I could make my decision about whether I want to hold my long position through the release of the film the day before the film comes out. Okay. So like, we don't have to answer those questions today. Think about it.
Yeah, I get it. I think that there will be a hype cycle. And I think that we've already kind of seen that over the past week. There was a huge influx of people talking about the movie, people making their head in the movie poster. I mean, did you do that? I'm sure you did. But I just don't see it actually meaningfully impacting the sale of Barbie products. I could be wrong. And if I am, maybe it becomes a trend. Maybe Matchbox car toys will be the next big thing.
That's the other piece of this, Dave, is that it's not just about this film and Barbie. This is a new strategy for Mattel. We've seen it work before. We know that when movies are great, okay, when they're really catch America, this has an impact on sales of products. We've seen it time and time and time again. So they are making a Matchbox movie, which is, I think, maybe their second largest revenue line.
And it Matchbox is. It is. Barbie is by far ahead of that, but it is their second biggest line.
Yeah, so listen, it does not matter to me whether it actually converts to sales yet right now.
I keep trying to bring Jordan in because I want his take on this, but for those of you at home, he seems to be having internet issues. We're trying a different stream.
Every time you join me to the stream, my camera just freezes. I'm literally doing nothing. I just restarted my computer. I have no idea what's on.
Did you reboot your camera?
What?
Turn on off and on your camera?
Yeah, I just turned it on. I rebooted the computer, the whole bit. So who knows?
Well, we'll troubleshoot. We can hear you.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll just
go black. Go black. Go black screen.
We'll just have frozen Jordan. You'll get little bits of me.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, it's fine. We'll have it. We'll have the AI fix it later.
Yeah.
I wish we could do that.
Dave, I can kind of answer your question right now, though, because if you look at search, not just for Barbie, because that would not be accurate because people be searching for the movie. If you look at search trends for Barbie doll, Barbie doll searches have risen over the past few weeks in anticipation of this film. So people are ready. And also we've already seen in the vintage area, the collectors, I've already seen some articles citing that a lot of the Barbie dolls that were kind of related to this film are already starting to go up in value and have their sales volume going up. So I think it would be really odd for us not to see some level of increase in consumer interest in Barbie dolls from the movie. I actually think it's likely to be massive. But I don't have to make that decision today. And I don't think that's what this trade is about for us. And by the way, we're not financial advisors. We're just sharing our ideas on social arb for a Mattel trade based on what is not just a normal movie, guys. This is insane. It's a $200 million budget. It's one of the hottest female directors of the decade. Massive
stars. You keep saying 200. Everything that I've read in Variety, Hollywood Reporter, they say it was a $100 million production budget.
Okay, I saw differently, but I don't know. I can't say for sure.
But still, $100 million is a very, very high budget movie. For them to be able to recoup their cost, you have to have a banger weekend, opening weekend, and they're only projecting $30 or $40 million opening weekend, which is good, but not blockbuster.
So it's hard to project opening weekend on a film like this because it's just so different. I actually don't think it matters how large the opening weekend is. I think what matters is how prolific of a film this is, right? Because whether or not people spend money to see it in the theater or whether the entire world sees it on streaming, right, does not matter to me. They both have the exact same impact on Barbie sales, right? As long as we get everybody to see it, it doesn't matter whether they see it in the theater or not. And the reason they will see it is if the movie is reviewed exceptionally well. If it's hilarious, like the leaked reviews say it is.
I think it's going to be hilarious.
If it's differentiated, it's not. But Dave, think about this too.
I think it's going to be a very different movie. Normally when you see a movie built around a toy, Transformers, it is all about the toy being the hero of the thing. I think they've totally flipped this on its head and they're making Barbie kind of a joke, which I think is kind of the right take in today's society. It's not what they would have done in the 60s, but I think it makes sense now. I just don't know that the movie itself is going to drive the sales. But what I'm more interested in is this hype cycle building up to the release.
You're listening to the Dumb Money Live podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Whether the movie, whether anyone goes and sees the movie or not, the fact that they're going to run so many commercials and run so much online advertising and have viral things like they've already done with the poster generator, that makes me think that we're going to have months of people seeing and hearing about Barbie. Maybe that will drive some additional sales.
Dave, this is so differentiated. Have you seen the trailer for this?
Oh, yeah, trailers? It's hilarious.
It's not only differentiated, but in a time when we are so at odds with each other, everybody seems to be fighting all the time. There's like a dark cloud over the world. And I feel like it's been that way since the close of the pandemic, culturally, politically. This movie is so plastically like sunny and just like fun. And just, it's like, I feel like it's a type of movie that everybody is yearning for right now. Just a complete escape. This is like the ultimate escapism movie. And I think the timing could not be more perfect for America. And I think a lot of the world. And I think that's what's going to generate all the buzz. And you look at the actors, you look at the leaked reviews going into the release. Could you even imagine how much publicity this is going to get? We're going to be hearing about Barbie everywhere on every show, right across TikTok. The memes. Do you remember that quote that I read to you about Ryan Gosling's role being meme to death? Yep. Well, we're living in a society where the entire world is spending hours a day on TikTok, right? And they love it, and on Twitter, and they love that stuff. They love the clips. They love this. This movie, I feel like, was made to be viral, right? And it's just going to be Barbie, Barbie, Barbie this summer, which is going to be perfectly timed for the holiday season sales. Okay. Also, Mattel, if you're wondering why Mattel's down so much right now at this very moment, it's really interesting for those of y'all that haven't read the Mattel earnings reports the last couple quarters. They've had a massive inventory issue. Okay. They produce way, way, way too much inventory, including doll inventory, and are having to mark down all that inventory. It's taking them multiple quarters to get through that inventory, but they have come out and said, hey, it's about to be fixed. It's about to be normalized, okay? This is
And they also lowered their projections for full year 2023, which can only help if they now can beat the lowered expectations, right?
Well, I mean, they maintained guidance this last quarter for the year. They actually were really optimistic. They were just like, we just got to get through this inventory issue. But yeah, listen, expectations are reasonable, Dave. You're correct now. This is like the perfect setup. They're moving beyond the inventory issues, right? Their inventory is now right size. I think this move, listen, everything that I'm seeing, it's a third of their company's revenue. Also, Matchbox is still hot, 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 like super hot. So their second biggest revenue line is super hot. Also, they were able to recently get the Disney license back for dolls. And if you were to go on Amazon right now and look up bestsellers dolls, okay, and go to Amazon, the number one doll is, I don't know if it's Cinderella, whatever it is, off that other movie that's coming out, but it's the number one doll, but it's made by Mattel, okay? And then all the other dolls mostly are all Barbie. So they just have this locked up. They really do. Not financial advice. It's what I think. I'm in Mattel. I will be in Mattel most likely right up until I think it's July 21st is the release. So I will likely stick with this into the release and make my decision. We'll probably have a follow-up show maybe that week to discuss whether or not we think it's worthwhile to hold that long position through the release window that weekend, which is, oh, by the way, there are some risks here, guys. I didn't mention this. The risk factor, I think the biggest risk factor coming off the Bud Light madness that happened, right, is that Hari Neff is a trans model. who is in this movie. She has a role in this movie, which makes me believe that there could be some trans political messaging in the film. Now, I did see...
But as long as Kid Rock was not the target audience for buying a Barbie doll, I think it might be okay.
Yeah.
Let's 8-bit Jordan has somehow plugged in his internet box and
24-bit now, baby.
Full crystal clear.
I want
your take, Jordan, because as the audience often says, Jordan is the has the best plays. So what do you think?
I think Chris definitely just hit where I was going to go on the head in that, you know, I mean, look, so the last movie that Greta Gerwig made was Lady Bird. And I think just knowing kind of what she does, I think there's a possibility in here that you get, you know, some social commentary and things like that, that, you know, who knows how the public is going to react to. I don't know what it's going to be, but I've been watching a bunch of trailers and just trying to figure out where is this movie going to go. And I think it's going to try to like collide this like fake plastic world with the real world in some way and try to make Barbie relevant in some sense again. And so depending on how they do that, it could go well or it could go really poorly. And so I'm kind of in the same camp as Chris is.
The reviews say that it's political, but not heavy-handed.
Right.
So, I mean, I can't make a decision off of that comment.
Right.
But you're right. I mean, there is some risk there, which is why I have to figure out if I want to, like, roll the dice through the release. I mean, look at this. Yeah. I mean, this is like – but also, Jordan, I think when we
got to realize what you're saying is, like, the fake plastic, that's a portion of the movie. But then there's the other portion where they, like, leave Barbie Land – and then they go, and that's where they meet with like Will Ferrell and that whole bit. And so that's a portion that they don't really show too much of. And so how does she actually interface with real life? You know, what's gonna, you know, what is that transition? You know, what does that look like? And I think that that's where you could upset some people.
So here's the thing, Jordan. Even though we know there's going to be political undertones in the film.
Yeah.
From what I understand, it's mostly about female, like it's female political issues, right? Yeah. So I think if they stay in that lane, mm-hmm. okay, you know, as guys, we're not allowed to complain about that, all right? So
we're not like, target audience for the movie anyways, but I think
we might be the target audience for the movie.
Millennials?
I think we actually are. I think it's
no.
it's boomers and Gen
it's
Xers
millennial
and millennials
moms.
Who have already been past the whole Barbie being an actual thing that they played with. I think it's targeted to an older demographic
than
kids are going to buy the dolls.
With daughters. And so if you're a millennial mom, if you're like somewhere in your 30s and you've got daughters that are, you know, toddlers to, you know, maybe 7, 8, 9 years old, that's kind of the target demo, I think.
Do your daughters have Barbies?
So I actually walked through the upstairs today. I just kind of surveyed all the stuff that they've got. And there's not a single Barbie thing in our girls' rooms. They've got like some knockoff American dolls from Target or whatever, and they've, you know, they've dressed those things up, but no Barbie.
And Chris, was your daughter ever a Barbie fan?
So she has a thing where every year for Christmas she receives, like, there's some kind of Barbie that comes out every year or something. I don't understand it and she's collecting one a year. She's not like a huge Barbie fan, but there's like a tradition that she gets it every year, and it's like
more of a collectible
thing. I don't know,
it's after you and your just, Pokemon cards.
No, I mean, she's not, I don't think she thinks of it like that. It's more of like a tradition type of thing. But listen, I think there's a real, we're having a nostalgia moment generally the last few years. Okay. So nostalgia is big, big, big. People are so freaked out by technology right now, by AI, by everything else. Like, there is a huge, huge push back towards some of these things. And I just think the timing is perfect. We all
well, the
know
nostalgia
that.
Kick in this thing is for real, because I was watching, you know, I don't know anything about these, but I was watching some people go over all the things that they noticed in the trailer, and basically they're incorporating, you know, all sorts of different styles, different types of Barbies from all the different ages, all the different, you know, Barbie dream houses and playhouses and all these things. Like, those are, you know, they're depicted off of the real ones that were in the 80s or the 70s or the 60s.
And they're even Michael Cera's character, if you mm-hmm. catch him in the trailer.
Yeah.
He is dressed up as one of Ken's friends named Alan, who can wear all of Ken's clothing. And he's wearing the exact same outfit that, like, the box from the 60s, what he was wearing in that on that box.
So here's what's so interesting. Like, this movie has actually had a tremendous amount of hype for, like, 9 months now, like, 9-10 months. And when I first started researching it, I didn't quite I was like, how does this movie have that much hype? The more I got into it, it was like my eyes were open. I was like, okay, this is actually wildly cool. And, like, the dynamic of all the things coming together. Yeah. First of all, I sent you guys an article from one of the actors who read the screenplay, who basically said that the screenplay, like, completely blew his mind, one of the best screenplays ever, right? He actually also had another comment when he just screened the movie this week, and the movie itself blew his mind. Like, every little piece, every little piece of evidence we have as to can this really be an insanely, wildly good movie in every regard is pointing to yes, 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 yeah. Right? So as investors, we're basically like investigators trying to figure this stuff out in advance, because once the week of the movie, of the release, you're going to see all those reviewers start talking about it. The review window is going to come out, and then it's too late, right? Yeah. So we have to try to figure this stuff out in advance. But there's another...
But it's not just Mattel that's going to benefit from this. Did you... Like, Mattel and Hasbro have partnered up on several different movie deals. They're kind of exchanging their characters, where Mattel is giving Barbie to Hasbro for a Barbie edition Monopoly game, and Hasbro, which has Transformers, is giving Mattel something for some other product. And so they're going to be making toys for each other's IP.
Here's the thing. I want to know, do people still make rollerblades? Like, who owns that? And are they going to make a comeback? Are rollerblades going to make a comeback because Ryan got... And they need to make the yellow, the bright,
they
ugly
need to make those
yellow
rollerblades.
Just like Ryan Gosling has.
Jordan, maybe, but we've already been through this trade. And
remember TikTok? TikTok rollerblading? That trend?
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. My mind is not there, but there is another narrative going on here that's super interesting. I don't know if you guys have seen this or not, but I don't think it was on purpose, but Oppenheimer, the movie about the atomic bomb, which is another huge movie this year,
comes out the same day.
Coming out on the same day, and there has been this, like, social media viral war of Oppenheimer versus Barbie. It might end up being one of these things where the entire world actually goes to the theater, because it's, like, become this cultural thing that are you going to Oppenheimer, or they're so different, or are you going to Barbie? Like, what type of person are you? Like, and then there's going to be
double matinee. I think you do double matinee.
You might do double. Like, maybe there's going to be fights between couples. Like, I want to go see Oppenheimer. She wants to see Barbie. But I think there's just a lot going on here that's super interesting culturally, revolving around the release of this summer movie. And we need this summer. We need this type of a film set escapism. Honestly, before the election year kicks in next year, we all just need a break.
We need a break.
So I've seen a couple of people mention that perhaps the success of this movie isn't going to translate into sales, but I'll tell you what it does do. You get major actors like this, and it brings this attention to the Barbie brand that hasn't been there in decades, right? Yes. And so it has to lead to an increase in sales.
Well, Jordan, hold on. Jordan, so just so you know, Barbie sales went through the roof during the pandemic. Like, it went insane. So actually, they saw the spike of all spikes, and they're kind of coming down off of that. But what's really interesting, Jordan, is that they actually have this, like, new base of momentum from the pandemic and girls getting into dolls again. Like, the dolls have been hot, like, really hot during the pandemic. Now, they overproduced when the pandemic stopped. Now they're kind of coming off of that. But the Barbie might be kind of the gasoline to already, you know, reignite what was already a hot doll market during the pandemic. So who knows? But like we said, search traffic is up already, guys. The last month, abnormal search traffic for Barbie doll is already up. So, and we are still way in front of the movie release. Like, the bulk like basically nothing has started yet. None of the big media has started yet for this. So I don't know how it doesn't benefit them when the entire world is Barbie, 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 Barbie. I mean, come on, guys. We're looking at somewhere between $500 million and $1 billion of exposure globally for the Barbie brand.
You're listening to the Dumb Money Live podcast.
I'm seeing a giant uptick in Barbie, the term. But if you get rid of that and only have Barbie doll,
Watch, this doesn't really look like that's five years. Boom, Dave. No, boom, right there, dude. Look at that. That's a huge lift at the end. No, no, look at that. We do not get that lift in March and April and early May.
December. Yeah, this is Christmas.
That is a massive, massive merch lift.
Yeah.
Massive. So, yeah, guys, we're seeing it already. And that's what makes me optimistic is that we're seeing it so early. I don't know. I like it. I like it. I'm in, guys. I'm in with a combination of equity and call options. My biggest concern probably is the stock market in general, right? Yeah. Like we still have this volatile period. We can get crushed because of the debt ceiling issues. We can get crushed because of the theoretically deep recession that could be coming in the second half of this year. All the signs are there. There are
the worst types of brands to be in with a discretionary toy company.
So yes and no, Jordan. I would say kind of yes, but then also, Jordan, if you look at the price point of Mattel, the Barbie dolls are so reasonable. They're like, look at Amazon. They're just so reasonably priced.
I don't even know what they cost.
They're so reasonably priced. And then also, Jordan, the like Matchbox is literally might be the cheapest toy on earth. It's almost insane how cheap Matchbox is still. In 2023, they're still selling Matchbox, it feels like, for 1970s prices, and they're crushing it with Matchbox. But also, parents will spend money on toys for their kids. There's no stopping that. They will cut in other places to buy toys for their kids. Okay, so I actually think I think they're relatively safe, but investor perception of a recession, it could crush the stock.
You get a Barbie doll for like $16 on Amazon.
Yep. Well, think about how cheap they're making those now, Jordan. Yeah. Welcome to China, man. China. I mean, how much does it take to make a plastic Barbie?
If you were to ask me how much is a Barbie, I would have said $39.
Okay, so let me ask you a question, Jordan. Think about what a Barbie doll actually is. A Barbie doll is actually the cheapest piece of molded plastic. It probably costs 50 cents.
Yeah, and I mean, they invented this thing in the 60s. So, you know.
The clothes that they make for these Barbie dolls are probably another quarter worth of, I don't even know, vinyl.
It's like nylon and vinyl, sure.
Yeah. It's the amount of product is so small. I mean, it's got to be so cheap to make. Yeah. So
the box they put it in is probably worth as much as the Barbie doll.
Yeah, Dave, you're probably right. Yeah.
And for collectors, I'm sure I'm right. Don't open your boxes. All right. The one thing that I see with the stock price being as down as it is, that to me is kind of a positive just because the rest of the market has kind of recovered. And if we get a hype cycle boost for this stock.
But Dave, I think what's even more important than the stock being down is why the stock is down. The stock is down because of this ridiculous inventory issue they've had. People are so short-term minded. It's temporary. Right. They're working through it, right? Like we know why they got crushed. We know the mistakes that were made. It's a multi-quarter problem. And listen, Wall Street is short-term minded. They see a problem that's going to last for a few quarters, they're selling off the stock. It makes sense, right? Yep. We're at the tail end of that problem. It's about to be done right at around the same time that the Barbie hype is going in. So I like the risk reward. I really do.
I like it. I'm going to get in, but not heavy. This is a play thing for me. Much like some people play with Barbie dolls, I play with the stock market.
Yeah. It
How about you, Jordan? Are you going to do anything with this one?
Yeah, I'll probably do it. I'm not in it yet, but I'll probably.
Okay, so Jordan, let me just say something. If you're going to get in this trade, I think that the best part of this trade is being in it minus the debt, all the debt volatility with the market in general. That is a real risk. I think the best part of this trade is being in it from now till like a few weeks before the movie comes out, when everyone else has been getting in it, like, because I don't want to like start getting in this stock 10-15% higher when the hype cycle starts. I want to get in it before everyone else starts talking about it and people are like trying to, you know, articles are coming out about how much it's going to impact, you know, Barbie sales for Mattel when they start talking about it, you know, going into the next earnings. I feel like it's all about, it's not as interesting here because we have a little bit of time and the stock is down and out, but that's when I make my moves. Okay.
And Hasbro beat their Q1 earnings, that caused their stock to go up, that, you know, Mattel went up a little with it. But if Mattel comes out with some massive good earnings news, even just, I mean, I don't think we'll see any reflection yet on Barbie sales from the trailer that only released last week. I think that's a Q2 story, but I think that we could see some interesting things in their Q2 earnings call. And I'm sure they'll be talking all about Barbie.
Yes. Also, totally random. Peter, I've kind of been transitioning a little bit out of Novo and more into Lilly. Because have you guys seen the Mounjaro data of like 27% loss of body weight for Eli Lilly, man? It's just like, I feel like there's going to be so much hype going into the end of this year when Mounjaro starts being utilized more for weight loss as opposed to diabetes. Same thing happened to Novo. Plus, it is a more sophisticated formulation, and it does work a lot better than Novo. Now, listen, I think Novo is going to sell everything they can. They're going to sell all the Ozempic that they can manufacture, so it won't harm them. I just, right now, I like Lilly more than Novo. And so I just wanted to get to that because I know we've talked about these two stocks so much the last, you know, 6 months.
I'm still just in Novo, have not pulled the trigger on any Lilly to kind of rebalance, but I'm considering it.
Also, someone's asked me, Chris, what options strike and data are you in? I no longer discuss those things because I felt like I was being manipulated by people when I used to reveal the exact options I was in, and I no longer like doing that. There are a lot of hedge fund guys that watch this show. Some of them are friends of mine. There are institutional guys that watch this. There are whales that watch the show, and I just don't like them knowing the exact trade that I'm in. But I will say this, as I'm aging, I don't do the stuff I did when I was a kid. I don't generally get a lot of out of the money options. So most of the stuff I get is conservative. It's in the money. Probably the riskiest stuff I do these days is at the money. Just take that as a general theme. But I do have a mix of equity and options. And I think it's really risky having options right now because of the volatility of this market. Because, listen, we could be completely right about Barbie and Mattel. We could nail that piece of the trade. And if the market gets crushed over the next 4 or 5 weeks, it really doesn't matter at that point because everything's coming down. And as Jordan mentioned, Mattel's probably coming down with it.
Yeah.
All right. That seems like a good place to wrap it up.
Yeah. So tease, I won't mention what it is, but we're working on some other really good stuff. We have some other I hope another episode this week if you guys can do it. So definitely subscribe and hit the notification bell on YouTube because we're kind of setting up some of these episodes last minute these days and you won't be notified. And some of this stuff can be timely.
Yeah. That's the best way. So do subscribe, hit the bell, hit the like button. Do all those things. You can also listen to a complete recap. If you commute and want to listen to us in the car, we have a podcast that is this exact show, but in podcast format. And if you're listening to the podcast right now, thank you for listening. All right.
Barbie and Mattel, you heard it here first. If the trade sucks, you could blame me. Don't copy our trades. Do your own research. This is our trade. But yes, this is one that I'm real kind of excited about. It's not as excited as I am about a company like InMode, which is our last show or the show before that, but I'm kind of excited about this one, guys.
All right. Well, we'll see how it does before the movie comes out in July. All right. We'll see you.